But today we're going to do the story of Cornelius and Peter. Now, you guys all know who Peter is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Peter's nobody new. Cornelius, however, is a new character or a new figure in the story. Cornelius is a man who, how do I put it? He's a drill instructor. He's a commander. He's a general. Not a general. He's a centurion. He's in charge of, like, hundreds. Centurion means 100. He's in charge of hundreds of troops. We think around 250 is what a centurion would be in charge of. Well, Cornelius was a Roman. No. Do Romans by default believe in God? No. They believe in many gods. Well, kind of. But they believe that Caesar is the god of the world. So Claire, if we were living in Roman times right now, do you know who you would worship? President Barack Hussein Obama. Bow and worship him right now. Okay, see that? If we lived in Rome, that's what they did. They worshiped their leader. They believed that Caesar or their president or the emperor was God. Weird, huh? He's just a human being, isn't he? So Cornelius, however, didn't believe that Caesar was, which is not something he would say out loud. Because what would happen if a general or centurion in the Roman army said, "I don't believe Caesar's God"? What would they say? He'd be killed. Yeah, he'd probably be toast. But he was a God-fearing man, and he prayed, and he helped poor people. That's what the scriptures tell us in Acts 10. It says, Cornelius was a God-fearing man, and he helped the poor people, and he prayed. Pretty cool. Well, one day, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, this is not at nighttime, but smack dab in the middle of the day, at 3 o'clock, he fell into a trance. Now, I don't know what this looks like, because sometimes I daydream. You know, sometimes when you're, you know, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you kind of are like, oh, hey, sorry, I was somewhere else. So Cornelius fell into a trance, and an angel said, "Cornelius!" Which is a cool name, by the way, right? Cornelius. Yes. Cornelius! You're a God-fearing man. You pray. You help the poor. But I need you to send 3 people to go get that Simon guy. That Simon Peter guy. And Cornelius is like, okay. Because when you're in a trance and an angel says to do something, what do? You do it. How did you guys know this? So Cornelius gets 2 people and a fellow soldier and sends him to find Peter. Now, Peter doesn't know 3 people are coming after him, right? So Peter goes up to pray in the afternoon, goes up onto his roof, and he prays. And while he's praying, he has what the Bible calls a vision. So a lot of weird things going on here. We got trances going on, angels showing up, and visions. Now, Peter sees a vision of a sheet coming down from the sky out of nowhere with, the Bible says, 4-footed animals, reptiles, and birds. Now, if you're a Jew, you don't eat those things. Why? Because a good Jew only eats certain kind of animals. Because back in the Old Testament, some animals were clean and some animals were unclean or dirty. Good job. Not just because they were dirty animals, but because God said, "I want you to be a separate kind of a people, so you have to eat only these things and you can't eat these things." It would be like you as an American, we believe that the national food is a cheeseburger and french fries and a Dr. Pepper, okay? Or Coke or Mountain Dew or whatever you want to pop. Soda. So cheeseburger with, like, you know, a thick, juicy double quarter pounder with greasy french fries. Oh yeah, you guys all feel it right now, don't you? You're drooling. Oh yeah. Or if you don't like burgers, chicken nuggets. Okay. It doesn't have to be McDonald's. I actually don't like the burgers from McDonald's. I would much rather eat one from my house. Amanda makes the best amazing burgers in the entire world. Anyway. It would be like Americans whose staple food is cheeseburger, french fries, and soda, going to Australia And them and you're going, no, you guys have to eat this. And they're like, yeah, those are okay, but we like cooking kangaroo or crocodile meat or stuff like that. So anyway, so Peter has never eaten anything of this in his life. All the food that was on that sheet was food that Peter was not allowed to what?
Eat.
So a voice came along with the sheet and said, Peter, get up, kill, and eat. Pretty cool, huh? Are those drill sergeant commands or a story? Drill sergeant commands. Peter, get up, kill, and eat. Now, if you're a good Jew and you have never ate any of this in your entire life, what are you thinking? What? I don't think so. Excellent. That's exactly what I was going to say. That Peter's like, I haven't eaten any of those ever. I mean, I didn't even sneak a horse when I was like 12 years old. You know that, you know, Jews can't eat bacon or pork, you know? So they never snuck any
bacon.
Bacon. Oh. So Peter's been a really good boy. He's never eaten any of that stuff. And so he's like, whoa. No. And so the Bible says, this story says that, listen, it had to happen 3 times for Peter to finally go like, okay. And then the sheet disappeared. Now in the Bible, if something happened once, it's important. If something happens twice, it's doubly important. If it happens 3 times, you better do it because it's super important. Because does the Bible waste words? It does only has so many you know, pages to fit it into, right? And so the Bible doesn't just repeat things just because, you know, like your parents do to you guys because you weren't listening, right? So if your parent says things like, Jack, what's your middle name?
Wyatt.
Cool. Jack Wyatt Johnson, get here right now. Now, Jack knows. Middle name and the last name and the first name are all put together. He better move. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if it's just Jack, time to come to dinner. Jack's like, yeah. Jack, time for dinner. Yeah.
What?
Jack, dinner time. Now, that might happen. How many times, Jack? How many times does it really happen in your house? See, me and Jack didn't talk about this before. I just know what happens in your houses. I have security cameras in your houses, Jordan. Twice sometimes. Okay. Is there a rule in your house if they say it more than once or twice? Yeah. Okay. But if you know, like, so if his mom goes, Jack Johnson, you know it's a little more serious, but if she pulls out the triple name, Jack Wyatt Johnson, you better obey, right? All right. That's usually when parents get super frustrated. That's when they pull out the middle name, right? Greta? Has that ever happened to you? No? Oh, no? Oh, come on. Who gets called a middle name sometimes when it's super? Jackson Daniel. All right. So anyway, so it's kind of left hanging there. Peter doesn't quite know what's going on with the trance or the vision. And then all of a sudden, the three guys from Cornelius show up to see Peter. And Peter's like, hey, guys. And they're like, hey, you need to come with us. And Peter's like, okay. See, when Roman soldiers come to get you, you don't usually have a what? A choice. You have to kind of obey. So they ended up staying with him just for the day, and then Peter followed them to go to Cornelius' house. So he shows up at Cornelius' house, and what happens? Cornelius says, hey, Peter. I mean, Peter's wondering, am I going to die? What's going to happen here? He doesn't know what's going on. And Cornelius tells him about his trance. He says, Peter, you'll never guess what happened. He goes, I was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I fell into a trance. And then an angel came to me and said, you're a God-fearing man. You pray. You give gifts to the poor. Go get Simon Peter. And Simon's like, freaky. And then Peter's like, dude, well, you should hear my dream. And so Peter tells him his dream. And then Peter's like, Peter all of a sudden realizes, oh, so what the dream means, the four-footed thing, is that I'm supposed to hang out with the Romans. Now see, Jews, did they hang out with the Romans?
No.
Nahum not only didn't hang out with the Romans, the Jews didn't hang out with anybody that wasn't a Jew. It would be like us as Hayward people. People came from anywhere else in the entire world. You know what I mean? Spooner, Ashland, Twin Cities, Exland, Birchwood. Yeah, if you guys come from anywhere else, sorry, can't be here. Only pure? Yeah, you're out of here. Sorry, you're toast. Wait, wait, wait. Do you have a Hayward zip code? Only people with a Hayward zip code. Yes. It would be like us shunning people because they had a different what? Zip code. Now, so that's Jews. So Jews were told, I mean, when Jews were created back in the Old Testament time, what was the purpose for them, Isaiah? To follow, not yet Jesus, although it's coming. They were told to follow God and to be like God. So the Jews were supposed to be like God. Instead, though, guess what the Jews did? Oh, yeah, we're the best. We're awesome. God's on our side. See you later. So instead of acting like God to the rest of the world, they became prideful and they're like, oh, yeah, we're the best. You are not because you're not a Jew. So they called everybody who wasn't a Jew kind of a dirty word. It was called Gentile. Now that's all throughout the Bible. We see the New Testament, we see the word Gentile. It was kind of a dirty word, meaning non-Jew. Ha ha, you stink, we're better than you. So the entire world, if you were not a Jew, you were what? What were you? What? If you were not a Jew, what were you?
A Gentile.
So here's the point, guys. You need to hear this because this is super important. Very important. Okay. All right? Peter was a good Jew and had been taught all his life that only Jews were good God people. This encounter with Cornelius rocked Peter's world because what he was taught is now no longer true. God people aren't just Jews anymore. They are who? Everybody. Jews and Gentiles. Now, is that going to be a popular message to all the Jew people? No, right on. No, it's not. Why? Because they're like, wait a second. If we're not the best and the most important anymore, then that means we're, oh no, they're going to come get us now. So they were afraid. So Peter, as soon as Peter starts to talk to Cornelius about God, about Jesus, how Jesus died on the cross and all this stuff. And while Peter was telling Cornelius and his whole family about Jesus, the Holy Spirit came upon the entire place. And Peter's like, whoa, you mean the Holy Spirit can come on Gentile people? And then he's like, then he went and baptized him. They had not baptized any Gentiles yet. This Cornelius was the first non-Jew who was ever baptized. First non-Jew who was never baptized. Who was ever baptized. And that's the end of chapter 10. The beginning of chapter 11 is the other people going, Peter, you can't eat with Cornelius. That's bad. Because everybody else has been a what? A good what? A good Jew. And Peter had to tell them the entire story, and then they all went, oh, so Jesus didn't come and die just for Jew people. He came and died for... See, up until this point in Acts, the apostles thought that Jesus had just died for the Jews. It was a radical new concept that now see the rest, all of us sitting in this room right now, guess what we are? Gentiles. We're the dirty word. We're the non-Jew people. We would not be sitting in this room if Jesus had died just for who? The Jews. Yeah, if Peter would not have had this correction or fix, then they would have been baptizing just who? Just Jews. And we would have been what, Isaiah? Left alone. So do you understand how important this chapter is?
Yes.
So basically what Jesus and God were telling Peter and the rest of the church is that Christians don't belong to a certain race, white people, native people, African people, Asian people, South American people. You don't belong to a certain race. You don't have to be white to be a Christian or a Christ follower. You don't have to be rich or poor. You don't have to have a really good job or any job. You don't have to be a girl or a guy. Both of them can be Jesus people. Slaves can be Jesus people, which had no rights back in those days. Wow. This opens up a whole can of worms. Real worms. All right, so Isaiah asked if there was a video for this. Yes, there is. So this will tell you in about 2 minutes what I just told you in 10 minutes. All right, here we go. Watch. China, will you kick the video for me?
The Apostle Peter was used to preaching about Jesus only to the Jews, but God had other plans for him. One afternoon, a good man named Cornelius knelt in prayer in his room. Although he was not Jewish, he believed in God and prayed often. Suddenly, an angel stood in back of him. Cornelius was frightened. "What do you want?" he whispered. "God has heard your prayers," the angel said kindly, "and God wants you to send your servants to Joppa to find a man named Simon Peter. Ask him to come and visit you." Then the angel disappeared. Cornelius immediately obeyed. The next day, as Cornelius' servants were on their way to Joppa, Peter climbed onto the flat rooftop of the house where he was staying. Peter was very hungry, and he had decided to pray until it was time to eat. But suddenly Peter had a vision. He saw a big sheet coming down from heaven filled with all kinds of animal and birds. A voice said, "Kill the animals and eat them, Peter." "I can't do that, Lord," Peter exclaimed. "I have never eaten unclean food." Peter heard the voice again. "God has made these things clean. Do not call them unclean." Peter saw the same vision two more times and he was very confused. Then the Holy Spirit interrupted his thoughts. "Three men are downstairs looking for you. Go with them. I have sent them to you." Peter went right downstairs and met Cornelius's three messengers. "I am the man you want," Peter said. So the next day, Peter, some friends, and the messengers went back to Cornelius's house. As he walked, Peter thought about his vision, and he finally understood what it meant. When they arrived, they found a house full of people. Peter said to Cornelius, "God has shown me that he loves all people, and he has sent me to you to tell you the good news about Jesus." Peter then taught the people everything he knew about Jesus, and they believed. As Peter was talking, the Holy Spirit fell upon the people, and they began to praise God loudly. Cornelius, his family, and his friends were soon baptized. Peter had learned something very important. God loves everybody, no matter what language they speak, or what color their skin is, or even where they live. And that is what God wants us to know too.
Oh, one specific group of people kind of owned God. But now, no specific group of people owns God. Who owns God?
Nobody.
And it's actually kind of funny because nobody has ever owned God. All right? So God doesn't belong to the United States of America. God doesn't belong to France or Italy or any particular country. God's kingdom is not of this world. It's of whose world? God's world. All right, let's pray. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Dear God, thank you so much that the gospel, the good news of Jesus, is not just for Jewish people in the Middle East, but that, God, it's for all people all across time. Thank you so much, God, that you cared enough for even Gentile people, that you wanted us to know you and to love you and to be like you. So help us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Great job, guys.